This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Outgoing CARICOM chairman calls for urgent action on Haiti. Tributes continue for veteran journalist Ricky Singh. St. Bernard's Primary reopens this morning despite caution from the Barbados Union of Teachers. Traditional Kadumba band seeing low registration for 2025. St. Philip residents urged to embrace the concept of community as their wee gathering activities get going. And effective today, consumers pay less for gasoline and diesel. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Outgoing chairman of CARICOM, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, is calling for global action on the current turmoil in Haiti. Speaking during the opening of the 49th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, Ms. Motley spoke to the crisis and said urgent measures must be put in place to rescue Haitian citizens.
The world really needs a check on itself when it comes to Haiti. If ever we doubted that they were first-class and second-class citizens in the eyes of the world, don't doubt it anymore. In Haiti, more people were killed last year, in many months of last year, than were killed in any other country on earth, including those that were at war and the subject of military conflict. And in spite of that, and in spite of the promises, has been unable to move beyond the promises and the platitudes that would bring help to the people of Haiti. I'm not only talking about the loss of life. I'm talking about the displacement of citizens from their homes. I'm talking equally about the food insecurity of the people of Haiti.
Ms. Motley also spoke to current global instability surrounding tariffs and shipping, forcing countries to seek alternative trade routes.
The actions of the United States government in their promise to impose tariffs on all Chinese-made ships created a catalyst for movement in a way that we could not find on our own. And if anything, we must thank President Trump and the U.S. Trade Representative for that. Mercifully, there was a stay of execution on the imposition of that tariff a few months ago. And I want to thank the Caribbean Private Sector Organization for working with us as heads of government of the Caribbean community. And amazing, 500 members of the private sector went on to a Zoom call showing that when our vital interests are truly challenged, we know how to find unity in this region.
Outgoing CARICOM Chair, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, BARJAM, is mourning the death of veteran Guyana-born journalist and columnist Ricky Singh, who passed away on Saturday at his residence in Barbados. BARJAM's president, Ryan Broom, paid tribute yesterday.
BARJAM sees his death as a major loss to the profession, to which he contributed richly through decades of courageous and insightful work. The commitment, professionalism, fearlessness, and doggedness that Singh possessed are some of the key characteristics of a true journalist, worthy of emulation. Singh, whose long career began as a general reporter, soon ascended the ranks to become a senior political reporter at the Guyana Graphic, the predecessor of the Guyana Chronicle. Mr. Singh was also a founder and first president of the Caribbean Association of Media Workers, or CAMWORK. He will be profoundly missed. May he rest in peace.
President of the Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, Ryan Broom. St. Bernard's Primary School should be closed 1 week ahead of the scheduled vacation and avoid reopening today. This is the advice of the Barbados Union of Teachers following multiple reports of skin rashes among the student population and an ongoing investigation by both the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Educational Transformation. Speaking to Starcom Network News, First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre, revealed yesterday they were still receiving reports from parents of new outbreaks.
I would have received a call from a parent of a child who went home Wednesday feeling fine, no visible symptoms. Now the parent confirmed to me this Sunday afternoon that her grandson has presented a rash on his skin. So this is the concerning thing. Persons that may look okay, the students that may look fine, a day later, 2 days later, then the rash comes up, or they may get the pain in terms of the sore throat and the headache and so on. So we just want to be sure what it is. We are hearing of possible options as to what it could be. However, of those options, all of them are contagious except for the contact dermatitis, which is related to possible contamination of the cleaning supplies or the utensils used to clean.
Mr. Pierre further advised that it would be more suitable to close the school at this stage of uncertainty.
We are not doctors. However, I believe, out of an abundance of caution, seeing that this is the last week of exams are finished, teachers are closing out with their reports once they're able to get into open EMIS, which has been given some trouble usually at the end of term for teachers. But I believe that they can close the school, they can do their contact tracing, have persons go to a central location where the doctors or the nurses are all prepped for testing of particular things and not just one thing, that we can get to the bottom of this.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. A release from the Ministry of Educational Transformation yesterday noted that the Chief Medical Officer had been notified and suggested industrial cleaning of the compound, which was closed on Thursday and Friday of last week, to have that facilitated. It further states that the school reopens this morning, where a visit is expected from officials from the Ministry of Health. Veteran bandleader Betty West is raising concern about the future of traditional bands as she reports that registration numbers remain low just weeks to go before Grand Cadoument. Ms. West, who has been a staple of the festival for over 30 years and won numerous titles, including last year's Large Band of the Year in the Heritage section, says while she remains hopeful, she's also worried. She revealed that signups for both her junior and adult bands are below expectation.
This is my 34th year, and believe me, it's a struggle. This is one of the hardest years that I ever experienced. I'm having sleepless nights, and because of lack of sponsorship and whatnot, you cannot afford to employ people. So, you know, I'm working harder than ever. I'm a bit nervous about the situation. Yeah, but I'm doing my best and hope to be on the road on Kaduma Day, and also for Junior's Kaduma. My regulars are not coming in early. They are not coming in. Last year, I had maybe about 15 people from the States. Now I have 40 of them. I have both adults and children band, and even the children are a little slower than usual.
She says she's worried about the continued existence of traditional bands.
I'm working. I'm not sleeping well because I'm a little concerned, you know, about the situation. But I love Kropova, and also where it comes to our heritage and so on, traditional band, I really don't want to go away from it. We don't have that much traditional band, so I have to push forward and see what I could do.
Veteran bandleader Betty West. Residents of St. Philip were yesterday encouraged to seek value and importance in the concept of community. While addressing the congregation of the Oldbury Seventh-day Adventist Church for the St. Philip Parish Independence Committee's Thanksgiving Wee Gathering service, Member of Parliament for St. Philip West, Kay McConney, said, apart from the business opportunities and the entertainment, the year-long project was about rebuilding Barbados' community spirit.
When we say we bring community together, that is what we gather is about. And when we bring community together, we help to create a sense of belonging. People start to feel good about where they're from. They start to feel a sense of identity about being from St. Philip, like me. And when we feel that sense of belonging, we tend to want to do more for the community of which we are a part. When we bring people together as community, we help people indeed to bring a collective action to the challenges and to the opportunities that we face.
Member of Parliament for St. Philip West, Kay McConney. And finally, effective today, consumers will pay less for gasoline and diesel while the price of kerosene will remain unchanged. Gasoline will now cost $3.92 per litre, a reduction of 1 cent, and diesel will retail at $3.22 per litre, a drop of 5 cents. Kerosene remains at $1.27 per litre. Recapping the headlines. Outgoing CARICOM chairman calls for urgent action on Haiti. Tributes continue for veteran journalist Ricky Singh. St. Bernard's Primary reopens this morning despite caution from the Barbados Union of Teachers. Traditional Kadumut band seeing low registration for 2025. St. Philip residents urged to embrace the concept of community as their We Gathering activities get going. And effective today, consumers will pay less for gasoline and diesel. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good Monday morning.